This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
It's an old story, an old joke, but I'm one who believes that a story carries its own weight. You say, what do you mean by that? A good story carries its own weight, that if it makes a point for you, if it causes you to laugh, if it causes you to respond, then it's a good story, because a good story carries its own weight. It's about the man who is professing his love for his girlfriend. And he was quite eloquent in this card he sent to her, and he said, I would cross the deepest ocean for you. I would climb the highest mountain. I would risk the greatest danger for you. And he goes on and on of all of the things that he would do, that he would risk to see and to love her. And then at the end of his note, he said, P.S., I'll be over Tuesday night if it doesn't rain. I'll be over Tuesday night. You have to think about that for a while, some of you. But he was making great protestations about his love for his girlfriend and how I'll do this and do that. And yet, when it said, I won't be there if it rains, meaning that everything was negated by the postscript. You say, what's the point of that story? Simply this: people make great protestations and great affirmations about their relationship to the Lord. Lord, I'd do anything for you. Oh, Lord, I love you so much. I appreciate you so much. I would do this and do that. I'll follow you to the end of my days. And yet the first roadblock that comes along, the first difficulty that comes along for some people, people say, man, I'm out of here. That's it for me. Does that happen? It happens all the time. Even Jesus would refer to people in a parable that he gave just that we studied a few weeks ago, where Jesus talked about different types of soil. The people who had accepted, readily accepted the word of God, but as soon as there was a time of testing, the seed died that was planted. Today we're going to talk about Jesus being the Lord of everything. Really, what's referred to in this passage is the Lord of the harvest. That's a title of lordship for Jesus. Jesus said, I'm the Lord of the Sabbath. The Sabbath was the most sacred Jewish institution in the life of the Orthodox Jew, and Jesus came along and said, I'm the Lord of that. The harvest physically is an important event in life and farming business today. We don't have an appreciation for that term. But Jesus said, I'm the Lord of the harvest. But he meant more than just the physical harvesting of crops. He was talking about the gathering of souls on the day of judgment. Those who would be saved as opposed to those who would be lost. And Jesus said, I'm the Lord of the harvest. But he really and truly is the Lord of everything. We're going to read a passage today that's one of the most controversial, because it's a passage of Scripture, to be honest with you, that Jesus has taken some heat for. I've actually heard people criticize Jesus for what he says in this passage, but they don't understand it. And I'm going to try to share some thoughts with you on what it means. We pick it up in Luke 9, exactly where we left off, Luke 9:57. As they were walking along the road, a man said to him, to Jesus, I will follow you wherever you go. Jesus replied, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. He said to another man, follow me. But the man replied, Lord, first let me go and bury my father. Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their own dead. But you go and proclaim the kingdom of God. Still another said, I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family. Jesus replied, no one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God. We're going to explain what this message means to your life and mine in 2016. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.